Within CARICOM, action had begun to be taken against a number of banks that were deemed not to be compliant and therefore could not participate in the banking business. So this problem attracted the attention of CARICOM, and we spent many hours working on it over the years. All during the pandemic, it has been there. But we decided to lobby those who were making those decisions against us. And of course, we would have seen on many occasions reference to Trinidad and Tobago and others, but Trinidad and Tobago in particular, as warranting adjustments to our business because we are in fact engaged in deleterious offshore banking, which of course we are not. Trinidad and Tobago is not any offshore banking center, and we do not engage in any offshore banking of any significant nature as far as I know. What we are engaging in is normal retail banking and international commercial banking.